welcome to the presence of the Lord. Today is the first day of the month, and is the first day of our 3 days prayer and fasting, seeking God's face for the rest of the month and for the year ahead. God's servant, our Father in the Lord, has charged every one of us to appear before God morning and evening, today, tomorrow, and on Friday, and on Saturday, we'll assemble in different locations to go and spread the word and the love of Jesus in our neighborhood via evangelism. Tonight, our fathers asked me to preach on the topic, Prayer Changes Verdict. I thought somebody would give Jesus a big shout of praise. It doesn't matter what your verdict or the verdict hanging over your life or destiny is tonight. At the frequency of what God will do in the house, that verdict shall be changed in the name of Jesus. And we'll be looking at the story of Esther in Esther chapter 4 from there are several verses, but we'll just read some and then we will proceed. Esther chapter 4 from verse 14 to 17, it's Mordecai speaking to Esther saying, "For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. Who knoweth whether thou come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" You may be asking, what is he talking about? What he's talking about is in Esther chapter 3. Let's go back to them. And Haman was able to convince the king to give an evil verdict concerning God's people. In Esther chapter 3 and verse 8, the Bible says, "And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business, to bring it into the king's treasuries." And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammedata, the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. And the king said unto Haman, "The silver is given to thee and the people also, to do with them as it seemeth good to thee. Nobody shall do with your family as it seemeth good to them." Amen. Say that amen like a believer. Amen. Then were the king's scribe called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's lieutenants, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people of every province, according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, in the name of King Ahasuerus, was it written and sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces, to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, that they should be ready against that day. The post went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan the palace, and the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city Shushan was perplexed. So it's a background of what made Mordecai rush to Esther and tell her, this is not the time to keep quiet, that if you keep quiet, don't think you'll be safe, that help will arise for God's people from another place. Esther chapter 8, verse 6 to 13. I'm going to read another scripture, then we'll go ahead. Esther chapter 8, verse 6 to 13. Am I reading plenty of scriptures? Not at all. "For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people?" This is Esther speaking. "Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred?" Continue 7. "Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen, and to Mordecai the Jew, behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him that have hanged, and him they have hanged upon the gallows, because he laid his hands upon the Jews. Write it also for the Jews as it liketh you. I like that English. As you like them. In the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring, may no man reverse. Verse 9. Wow. Then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month, and that is the month Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof. And it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and the deputies, and the rulers of the province, which are from India unto Ethiopia, and 127 provinces, and so on and so forth. Chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. 9, 1 and 2. Esther 9, 1 and 2. Now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary. Tell somebody it's going to be turned. In my favor. The Bible said that the Jews had, if you missed the place to say a big amen. That the Jews had rule over them that hated them. Someone, you will have rule over those that hate you. Amen. The Jews gathered themselves together in their city throughout all the promise of the king of Hazareth to lay hand on such as sought their heart, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people. That thing that you were afraid of is now afraid of you. So from the text, we see that prayer changes verdict. Several things for you to note about prayer. Number one, prayer is the greatest privilege of every child of God, of every Christian. The greatest privilege of every Christian. Number two, prayer puts our life, our work, and our service, and in fact, our whole being in touch with God. Prayer puts our life, our service, our work, and everything that has to do with us in touch with God. That means without prayer, we'll be disconnected from God. Number three thing to note about prayer is that prayer is an essential expression of a working or functional relationship and fellowship with God. Prayer shows to us that your relationship with God is not in voicemail, but is actually alive and active. Number four. Is it number four? Prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is simply a spoken or unspoken address to God. Sometimes you speak out your prayer audibly for others to hear. Sometimes you speak it in your heart, but you are addressing it to God. Number next. Prayer takes hold of God's strength and witnesses his power in action. In the place of prayer, we download the strength of God, and then we see the manifestation of his power in action. That means a person that doesn't pray will lack strength and will not encounter God's power in action in his or her life or on his or her behalf. Number next, prayer is spreading out my helplessness before the eyes of a loving God, a loving Father, in the name of Jesus. Prayer is spreading out my helplessness. When I pray, I show God that I can do nothing without him. It shows God that I'm helpless without him. It shows him my total dependence to God. So that means that when you don't pray, you are indirectly telling God you can do without him. Yes. Number next, prayer is a potent weapon that can change any verdict. I miss to read the part of the scripture, but we'll go back and read it too. Prayer is a basic necessity. No man can do without praying. That's why in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, the Bible tells us that Jesus spoke a parable that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So prayer is not an option. Prayer is a must. Push your neighbor and say prayer is a must. So when God calls us in this sacred moment of 3 days of prayer and fasting, not, if I feel like I come, not a matter of feeling like. It's a must. You ought to pray. Next, prayer sharpens our sensitivity in the spirit. People who pray, they are alert in the spirit. Let me put it like that. Sensitive sharpens your sensitivity. It sharpens your sensitivity. You can pick up signals. People who pray, their antennas are not rusty or full of dust. You know, antenna. Everybody has antenna in the spiritual realm too, just like a car. I don't think today's cars still have antennas. Today now is wireless. So you can understand that even though we can't see your antenna, you have an antenna as a human being. Prayer sharpens your sensitivity. You know, when you pray, you can't marry the wrong person. Mm-mm. You can't miss it. You can't miss road and marry a wrong person. People who end up in the wrong marriage are victims of lack of prayerlessness. They allowed love to go ahead of prayer. Please let prayer go before love. Before you finally say yes, pray and pray and pray and pray. And don't get tired of praying. It's your security. It's only God that knows the end from the beginning. All you can see today is iloveyou.com. Only God can see whether that love will become sour tomorrow or whether it will amplify. Push your neighbor and say, pray. Prayer helps you access direction in life. Are you lost? Start praying. You'll be found. You will find your way out. Whether it's your child or your husband or your wife or yourself that needs direction. What do I do? Pray. 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 Push your neighbor and say, pray. You need to pray. So we've seen the text that we read, a whole lot of scriptures we've read. So we're just going to lump it all together and take off. We see a verdict that was not favorable to God's people. And what is a verdict? Number one, a verdict is a pronouncement. Next, a verdict is a sentence. Next, a verdict is an opinion. Somebody can just get up and have a useless opinion. Have I said this one? She doesn't want to marry. This one is not a marriable. They didn't ask whether you want to marry or not. They just concluded. Every evil verdict hovering over your destiny, it is arrested by fire in the name of Jesus. Next, verdict is a judgment. Like somebody going through a trial and the jury sits and comes up with a judgment. And many times that judgment cannot be overturned except there is a divine intervention. But tonight, as we engage prayer, whether the judgment you knew about it, because the story we're about to read, there was nothing the children of Israelite, the Jews, did actually. If you read the story, you will see. Let's go to our text. Now, Haman had a problem with Mordecai, one man. And because of that, he decided that the whole lineage should be killed. The same way he can be sitting down here. One person went to a shrine and collected something, and because of that, everybody is suffering. Just because Haman was passing and everybody was bowing to him because of his new promotion. But Mordecai, strong head, bro. He said, Jews don't bow. He refused to bow. And the man thought of something to do. First of all, he thought of dealing with Haman, but he was not satisfied with dealing with Haman because he had evil counselors of whom his wife was part of. He said, not just him. One of the things he planned for Haman was a gallows where to hang him. For not bowing, you kill a man. There are people sitting under the wall tonight who are suffering for what their father or their mother did. But tonight, the last time I checked, the Bible said that whoever eats the sour grape, let his own teeth be set on edge. Whatever is making demands on your children, on your life, or your destiny tonight, we say enough is enough. Yeah. Whoever went to shrine, let shrine worry them. Yeah. I remove myself, I remove my children. I remove my grandchildren. I don't know the road to any shrine. So my children will not suffer anything that anybody went. Get up on your feet and say, every evil verdict. That anyone in my family brought upon himself and by extension the rest of the family, today I remove myself, I remove my children. I remove my children's children from that verdict. Open your mouth and begin to pray. You had better pray. Any evil verdict, any judgment, anything speaking against my destiny, speaking against the destiny of my children, that I have no business over. Today, I remove my children's name from it. I remove my husband's name. I remove my name. I remove my life. I remove my children's life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Please be seated. Tell your neighbor, enough is enough. So here was Haman wanting to punish Mordecai, and then decided everyone connected and associated with him should die. The thing that interests me most is that the verdict was passed, but the lady in the palace didn't know. It is possible for you to sit down here and you don't know what is the reason behind what you're going through. How can Esther be in the palace where evil verdict is being passed and she's not aware? Where king removed ring and signed, and they carried and dispatched, and she's not aware. Whatever is blinding you from what you should know, today, I command your eyes to be open. It had to be an outsider, Mordecai, to bring the information. May God locate you with your Mordecai. To bring the information to Esther in the palace and told her. Already, Esther was already dealing with her own issue. Married to the king, but for a year. Excused from the presence of the king for nothing she did. Little did she know that the king's right, any evil man that has attached himself to your husband or to your wife, giving wrong counsel, tonight we will kill them. Amen. Even like, don't say amen, allow them to live. Oh yes. There are men who are good, but they are surrounded by useless people. You know that Ahasuerus, read the story of Ahasuerus. You know that Ahasuerus always had useless people around him giving suggestions. You remember how the first queen went? He said, oh, girl, come show body. She said, no, come. She didn't come. Somebody around him say, this one that she has begun to do. She's even a big man's wife. For those of us who are small, our small wives will deal with us. Do something. So that every woman, no matter how big or small their husband is, they must respect them. That's how Vashti went to. Vashti was not a bad girl. She just made a wrong mistake on a bad day. There are some people who would have been married by now, but they made a wrong comment in a wrong place on a bad day, and somebody said, that girl, when she gets angry here, everybody must take cover. But that is not you. That is not the real you. Your good part, big, I mean, speak this kind of broken English. Your good part, big pass, that small aspect. But that small aspect leaked on the wrong day. But tonight, that opinion is erased by fire. So Esther said, as I am self, I'm not sure of my place. 1 year, king never see me eye. So Mordecai said, okay, you think say you are in a safe zone. No safe zone. Very soon. You think they don't know where you're from. They know where you're from. When they start killing, they will start from you to prove a point. And Esther said, this is a serious thing. What do I do? Then she remembered the things that her uncle used to teach her, because she had been an orphan for a long time. Now she wants to drink garri with milk and sugar. They said no. She should go back to eating garri dry. She said, I have a weapon that can overthrow and overscatter. I don't know whether it's the correct English, but I'll speak it. Any plan She said, I'm going to fast and pray for 3 days. Tell the people to also fast with me and pray for 3 days. Now, it's not a coincidence that now we are going to fast 3 days. So someone, that verdict, cannot survive these 3 days. I am aware of the effect of 3 days prayer and fasting. It works. It will work for somebody tonight. So don't play, don't say, hunger won't kill me. Let hunger not kill you. The thing where they pursue you past the hunger. Yes. The other day, our father told us, everybody, something is pursuing you and you're pursuing something. Yes. The thing that stopped others wants to catch up with you, but you must say, for where? Not me. And there is somewhere you must get to. Abraham's father, the Bible tells us, wanted to go into Canaan. He never got there. He died in Haran. There is a place you must get to that your father couldn't get to. You cannot afford to allow them to waste you like they wasted your father. Maybe you don't have any history, but some of us have history. Praise the Lord. So here was Esther. She put on an all-time weapon of prayer to deal with what Haman had planned. What were the verdicts we see in the story? Number one verdict we see in this story, which may also be happening in somebody's life here, but tonight, God is going to change it. Number one verdict we see, the verdict of conspiracy. An evil gang up. What did Esther do to Haman? Nothing. He just sat on his own. You don't need to do anything for people to conspire against you. The verdict that Esther and the people and the Jewish people experienced, number one, was conspiracy for no just cause. Number two verdict, the verdict of destruction. We see that in verse 5 of Esther chapter 3. He said, I want to destroy Haman. He said, that is not even enough. Number three. The verdict of annihilation, that senior brother of wiping out, that has to wipe out a whole generation. He said, both the young, the old, the women, the men, everything. So the verdict they were contending with, the third one was the verdict of annihilation, total wipeout. They didn't want it to be known or to be said that anybody like them ever existed on planet Earth. I don't care who is on a mission to wipe out your family. They shall be wiped out for your sake in the name of Jesus. Say that amen like a believer. Number four verdict they were contending with was the verdict of a sitting king being under manipulation. What does that mean? Somebody who should be a blessing to you being manipulated to suspect you and to believe the lies your haters are telling. And it's happening. Somebody will just see the way your boss smiles at you, go and tell your boss what you didn't say and say that you said. And somehow the boss will believe. And automatically you enter the boss bad book. When they are looking for people who will deal with, your name will appear number one. I don't care who has given your boss or your leader any wrong impression about you. Tonight, it is turning on your favor in the name of Jesus. Number next, the verdict of death. Say, not just destroy them, all of them dead. Number next, the verdict of sorrow and heartbreak. We see that in verse 15 of still Esther chapter 3. Sorrow and heartbreak. The kind of thing that tears are not enough to ease the pain. Whoever is after you being sorrowful and having heartbreak of on heartbreak, one broken relationship after another broken relationship, on this mountain, it shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. The next verdict we see is the verdict of losses. He said, we will kill them and take everything that they have. Everything. He said, plunder them and take all. Losses. 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 Doing business, you can't see the money. working so hard, but you can't see the evidence that you are walking on this mountain. I don't know, maybe we didn't come for everyone tonight, but there is someone who is angry, who knows that these 3 days, you see that brother, he said he came on 1st of April and today is 1st of May. For me, that is very instructive, that somebody's blessing will be offloaded tonight. You didn't hear me. It's not you. The person that it is has heard. Next, the verdict of poverty. Father poor. Son poor. Grandson from hand to mouth. That devil is a bastard. Every verdict and pronouncement of poverty. Is it, what is Unwene? That's what I heard in my spirit. Every verdict of Unwene on this mountain, it is destroyed in the name of Jesus. When Esther heard what Mordecai had to say, well, how did she react? Did she go and start crying and say, oh, they will not allow me to rest. They killed my father and mother. Now they want to kill me too. Because you know Esther was an orphan. No, not Esther. Esther set out to pray. Just as we're on this mountain to pray. No verdict shall escape this mountain in the name of Jesus. How did prayer change the verdict? How did prayer change the verdict that was hovering over Esther and her people? And how will prayer change whatever verdict that is hovering over your life and the life of your family and those connected to you? Number one thing that prayer did to change the verdict is it changed, okay, let me say it, how does it say, it restored her favor before the king. Remember, for 1 year, there was no way she could access the king. Prayer restored her favor, changed her appearance, made her acceptable and pleasing to the king. So the first sign somebody is going to see is that those people who didn't like you will somehow begin to lie and say, what is this? The verdict is changing. Tell your neighbor the verdict is changing. I see a restoration of favor here tonight in the name of Jesus. Anyone you had lost favor before, tonight, that favor is being restored in the name of Jesus. Number two thing that prayer did to change her verdict was it broke protocol. It broke protocol for her. Before, you couldn't enter the king's presence unless he sent for you. But at the frequency of prayer, that protocol was broken so that she could access the king. Somebody in these 3 days, protocol shall be broken because of you in the name of Jesus. You heard that boy's testimony. It's a testimony of protocol being broken. They needed pharmacists, but they got satisfied with biochemists. So it doesn't matter whether your qualification, what your qualification is. God is about to prove a point with you. Say that amen like a believer. Amen. Number next, it took away sleep from their helper. One of the verses says in that Esther said that the king could not sleep. How can the king sleep when there is something that God wants him to do? It took away sleep from her helper. That night the Bible said the king could not sleep. He asked them to bring the book and they started opening. Opening until he got, I just said it in my spirit. Someone, that book of remembrance is being opened for you tonight. That book of remembrance is being opened for you tonight. Your past unrewarded efforts, deeds are about to be rewarded openly in the name of Jesus. Cost the past good deeds to be remembered and rewarded openly. What does the prayer do to change the verdict? It kickstarted the downfall of the enemy. I like this one. As she prayed, as she fasted, the engine that will bring down the enemy to his shame was kickstarted. Number next thing that prayer did to change her verdict or the verdict of the Jewish people was that it restored her to her place of authority. See that in Esther 7 verse 6. It restored her to her place of authority.
The more she prayed, the more her authority, before it was not obvious that the queen was in the palace, but she was there. You see that in verse 7, 6, even Haman became ashamed before, where is it? Show us. Esther said, the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. And see the last, I'm interested in the last part. Then Haman was what? Before who? Full stop. Before the king and who? Okay now. Whatever stole your place of authority on this mountain, it is being restored in the name of Jesus. Number next thing that prayer did to change the verdict, it made more helpers of their destiny to arise in the land. Made more helpers. Have you been a victim of no helper or lack of helper or helpers on all run away? In this season, there will be a restoration. Your helpers shall return in the name of Jesus. Number next, it nullified and overturned the verdict. 9 verse 1 and 2 of Esther chapter 9. Let's read it. Esther chapter 9 verse 1 and 2. It nullified and overturned. The Bible said, in that 12th month, when the king's commandment, in the same day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews did what? Had rule over them that hated them. Number 2, verse 2, please. He said, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Hazarus to lay hand on such as sought their hearts, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon the people. It nullified and overturned the verdict. In the place where they were to kill them, themselves were empowered to deal with anybody who attempted, who even thought or looked at them. Someone, as you leave this mountain in these 3 days, those people who have been plotting their death, for just looking at them, Kai, their case is concluded in the name of Jesus. That same day, I heard in my spirit, that same pit they dug for you to fall in, those who dug it for you will fall into it in the name of Jesus. That same pit they dug for your children, those who dug it for your children will fall into it in the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor, say, God is overturning it. What else did prayer do to change the verdict? It brought promotion for Mordecai. So not only was the verdict overturned, promotion came. Mordecai was promoted. Psalm 75, as he said, promotion coming not from the north, from the east, but coming from above. Mordecai was promoted to the place of great wealth and responsibilities. Those who didn't want to see him died that he may take their place. The position that Haman was quarreling about, was proud about, he didn't live to see it. Oh God, anybody who doesn't want you to enjoy what God has for you, let their portion be the portion of Haman. I know you don't like that prayer, but I'll pray it again. Anybody who doesn't want you to enjoy what God has for you in this 2019, let their portion be the portion of Haman in the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Not only was Mordecai promoted, even Esther. Esther's place became secure. And she became I love this one. It secured Esther's place as the loyal and favorite wife of Ahasuerus. You see that in Esther chapter 8, verse 1 and verse 7 to 8. No longer was Esther living panicky. Oh God, anyone that has been making you sit panicky in your matrimonial home, today, they are roasted by fire. Your place in your husband's heart, your place in your home is not negotiable. Whoever is working hard to outseat you, tell them that your seat is not vacant. We command the fire of the Holy Ghost to pursue them to bottomless pit in the name of Jesus. Some people don't like that prayer, but say amen now. Amen. Even if you are still single now, say amen now. Amen. That person that will talk nonsense to the person that wants to propose, we command them to become dumb. Amen. How many of you want to marry by fire by force this year? We will pray for you before these 3 days prayer and fasting ends. Anybody who doesn't want you to marry and say over their dead body, we permit them to die. I say we permit them to die. So that you will enter into your marital placement in the name of Jesus. What else did prayer do to change the verdict? It increased, I like this one, Esther's wealth and power in the nation. In Esther chapter 9, verse 29 to 32, let's see so they will understand what we're talking about. Not only was her place in her husband's life secure, she also got some dough. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, Mordecai the Jew, wrote all authorities to confirm this second letter of print 30, sent letters to the Jew 120 with words of peace and truth 31. To confirm these days of Purim, according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoyed them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed, the matters of the crying, of the fastings and their cry, 32. As he finished, and the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. What does that mean? She came to the point where, of power, where whatever she said became a law in the land. If you read previous, the king gave her the ring. He says, anything you want to sign, sign. Don't you like that? When the king gives you the checkbook and say, any amount you want, sign. Some of you are laughing in Hebrew. I know you like it. I know you like it. It's anything you want, sign. If you have been a victim of stinginess, okay, let me not say it like this because I'm a good woman. But if your husband has not been giving before now, tonight his hand will be open in your favor. Amen. If you want to cover your face and say amen, cover, but say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if your husband has been giving and you want more, he will be encouraged to give you more now. Amen. Say that amen like a believer. Amen. And if you don't have anybody to give you yet, at the frequency you are still single, may God locate you with a man that is not stingy. Amen. You see, your amen is very loud now. You don't want a stingy husband. God forbid bad thing. Amen. Amen. What is my counsel today as we rise up to pray? Number one, I want you to take note of this following thing. No matter the verdict, it can be changed. No matter the verdict. Maybe what I listed, your own verdict is not there. That verdict can be changed. Whether it's a verdict that concerns first girls, it can be changed. Or that concerns second girls, it can be changed. Praise the Lord. I ministered to a young lady before, and while I was praying for her, the Spirit of God led me and revealed to me that her problem was her father. And I prayed for her. Today she's married. I prayed for her. There are some people who the verdict in their family is for the first girl to stay and be looking after the house. What kind of useless nonsense is that? When it is time to pray, I want you to take a position of prayer and pray. Whatever it is you have been seeing, or people who stay and grow old before they marry. No! Oh, we had a beautiful testimony in the women's retreat of a young lady whose mother gave birth to her at the age of 45. And when she got married, those who cannot control their mouth, we are talking, that she will give birth to her at 45. The time her mother gave birth to her, but who says the thing and it comes to pass when God has not said it? The girl got pregnant. No do. God relocated them to full life. Thank God for husbands who are sensitive in the spirit. When she was pregnant, they say it's not pregnancy. But she gave birth. And she came with her baby. She was thanking God that day in the women's retreat with her baby. Am I communicating? She said she was in the last year's retreat, and she told God she wanted to come to this year's retreat with her baby, and she was there life and direct. We saw her. And she's not yet 45. She's very far from 45. Doesn't matter what they have said. It happened to your mother. It happened to you. To Fiakwa. Back to sender. No verdict can stand where a man or a woman has discovered the potency of prayer. Write it down. Potency of prayer. God has the power to change it. But he's waiting for you to say something. Number next. Our prayers, our voice, our actions matter in the turning around of any unfavorable verdict. Our prayers, our voice, and our actions matter. Remember that Esther didn't just pray. Mordecai heard, didn't just keep quiet. Spoke to Esther. Esther heard, didn't keep silent. Prayed, but didn't just pray. She stepped out. She took action. She took action. And went to the king. In the place of prayer, she received strategy. Strategy of meal. And the rest, they say, is history. Number next. Thing. God demands obedience to his commandment or to his command to us to pray. God demands obedience. God says pray, pray. He has spoken to us through his servant, our Father in the Lord, that we appear here today, tomorrow, Friday, morning and evening, a time of prayer. Don't say, I can only come in the evening and pray. Half obedience is disobedience. Made you? Yes. God's command for us to pray is not a negotiation. Esther's obedience saved her people. What if Esther said, oh no, the thing never reached here? Maybe today there won't be any Jewish people, but God would have used another person, and there will never be a book or story about her. She will just disappear in time. Esther's obedience saved her people from Beulah. Somebody, the prayer we will pray these 3 days will deliver your generation. Yeah. Number next, engaging in prayer and fasting brings about deliverance from any kind of verdict and bondage. Engagement in prayer and fasting brings about deliverance from any verdict and bondage. And final thing I want you to take note of. Understand that your position in life is not all about you. But about what God could do through that place or through that position he has placed you in. I'll take it again because I want you to take note of it. It struck me. Understand that your position in life is not all about you. It's about what God could do through that position or place where he kept you. If Esther lacked the understanding that there was a reason why God made her the wife of King Ahasuerus, if she missed it, but she understood with the wake-up call of Mordecai. People of God, it doesn't matter the verdict. It doesn't matter what has been said. Whether you know it or not, as we pray tonight, as we pray in these 3 days, that verdict will be changed in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet. Let's pray. 3 days. 3 days changed the verdict of Esther and her people.
Glory, hallelujah. We are so glad that God's word from the mouth of God's servant has blessed you with wisdom, grace, and faith for a better life. We urge you to get more of God's word today, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To get more messages from God's servant, please visit the Full Life Bible House on Sekakadwak Avenue, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria, or any branch of Full Life Christian Center nationwide. You can also place your orders online as you visit our website, www.fulllifefoundation.org. God bless you.